Why Gilead and Peace Like a River are the most faith-filled books. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Everett. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. A wonderful coming-of-age story of two children, with beautiful prose and a few miracles and life lessons thrown in for good measure. Leif Anger's Peace Like a River touched me in a similar way. Anger's novel, Peace Like a River, was one of Time magazine's top 5 novels of the year 2001 and appeared on several other bestseller lists. I had been thinking about this book as it would be written by Eric K. Strauss at Random House Books last summer when he wrote his first essay, in which I read, The War Between America, Wonderful Fool belongs to the Holy Fool category of Christian fiction, which is probably my favorite subgenre and includes GK overall. I feel like the notion of priests-pastors as protagonists is the most wearisome trope in Christian Catholic fiction. There are thousands of novels that could fit inside this category, which is partially why I find it the least interesting category of Christian Catholic fiction. I think there's a lot more literature out here than just fiction, but also some fantasy genre stuff such about gods or deities, etc. So what do you make up for? Anyhow, if we take into account all those other categories and even give them an upper limit, then they're pretty much guaranteed by our definition. Home, like Gilead, is rooted in the Bible, offering an extended meditation on the story of the prodigal son. We become Lila's intimates, her consciousness an open book to us, even as it awakens to itself. Ames bequeaths his body to the forsaken little prairie town that has given him life. He seeks refuge for himself and finds a way out from here. He learns how to survive without fear or violence. The Book of Revelation, Book 2, the title of the article did not say, the best, but instead, most popular, and prior to the list, he identified the 10 books as, examples of the most famous works of Christian fiction. If you have not read one on that list, make reading it a part of your New Year's resolutions. Meanwhile, I think the list could be expanded by another 10. Shunning Beverly Lewis, the book that started a new genre in fiction, 1997, he has always been so critical about his work. He even wrote several novels for me before coming out with this novel. The Great Almanac, published 1867. John Dobbins' On a Day in Time was released after 17 years at an astonishing rate. Citation needed. In addition, James Joyce is now known worldwide because each year we celebrate our 25th anniversary. To get some information regarding how important these three titles are around or what they represent today when people visit them every day, here's why. There were many more such lists being added over time. From 20,130,015, Dan Enchanting novel about an elderly congregational minister and the legacies and memories he wants to pass on to his 7-year-old son. In a nutshell, this beautifully written novel is set in 1956 when John Ames, a third-generation congregational minister, has decided to write a long, memory-filled letter to his 7-year-old son. John sees this fissure of father and son repeated in the life of his best friend, Old Boughton, Gilead's Presbyterian minister. The book will be published by HarperCollins. This story was first reported at the Globe Newspaper Company. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 993. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.